Carl Amar.
The following is a public notice. The Clintons are getting sick and tired of being accused of all the things they've done. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Data we have, it still seems to be rare that an asymptomatic person actually transmits onward to a secondary individual.
I didn't quite get that. Could I hear that one more time? I'm serious. I could not tell what you just said.
From the data we have, it still seems to be rare that an asymptomatic person actually transmits onward to a secondary individual.
Still didn't quite get that, but Dr. Samadi went to medical school. He's been listening to doctors all of his life. Doctor, I believe the headline from the World Health Organization is asymptomatic people are not infectious. They're not going to spread the disease. Is that what the WHO is saying?
Yes, that's correct, Greg. Look, you and I have been going at this since February of this year because they're taking a 360-degree turn, and WHO is announcing, and this is a big news, that asymptomatic people out there are not contagious. Remember, because we didn't know who would be passing this virus or not, we made everybody do something called social distancing. This is a new word that you've heard of it, and it came to our life a few months ago. We made everybody across the board to wear masks. At the beginning, we said if you have symptoms, you wear the mask to protect others, and then we gave in because CDC and everybody kept changing back and forth. We also made everybody to go for testing. We need 300 million tests the next day, or else we cannot reopen our country. And guess what? That if you are not symptomatic and you don't have any symptoms of fever, chills, shortness of breath, or any of those symptoms we've spoken about, the risk of passing it on to other people and being contagious is very rare.
Hi there. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Yes. Thank you, WHO. They'd love for this to be buried. Trust me. They tried to bury it right after this was done. And it still lives. It still lives in the archives. And so, yes, it's asymptomatic. Yeah, I know you're healthy. And I know we've asked you to wear a mask, which is completely asinine. But you just don't know you have it. And because you don't know you have it, you shouldn't walk around and infect people. But then, wait a minute. Doesn't the mask stop coughing and sneezing? So why am I wearing a mask if I'm not coughing and sneezing? Oh, because you're asymptomatic. That's about how nonsensical that is. Okay? Your mask on your face isn't doing a thing if it's not stopping anything from transmitting anything. It's doing nothing. Oh, the lunacy. The lunacy keeps going day to day, and I think I've done over 100 shows on COVID, but let me just tell you, it just never gets old because, my gosh, it's the gift that keeps on giving. So President Trump laid out his intentions to pull out of WHO. He says it'll take a year. Anyway, you know what? It was a good message. Even if it never happens, it was a good message that he wants to pull out of the WHO because, I'm telling you, they turned course, and then they actually said, oh, well, we didn't really mean it like that, right after this was said. And you know what? I'm sorry, but look at history, folks. What she said was right on the money. It's so rare. Think about the last times you were sick, okay, and how many people you infected around you. Not very many, right? If any. Not your coworkers, and you didn't know you were sick, but not your coworkers, not your husband, not your kids, not your wives. So the fact that we've been living this lie for the last 5 months that says that you're going to go get everybody sick even though you're healthy, please. I hope we don't believe this nonsense. We can't be that dumb. I welcome Melissa to the show. Melissa, so glad to have you. And I know that you just had a curious run-in with all of this with your father.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad to be with everybody today. And I have my own personal COVID story to share.
Okay.
My dad just turned 96.
Wow.
So that would put him like front and center of the high-risk people, right?
Mm-hmm.
He needed to go to the hospital. He was having some other health issues, completely unrelated, no respiratory issue. He was having some dizziness problems. So away he goes. They took him to the hospital. Mm-hmm. He was in the hospital for about a week.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the week, they had his other medical issues more or less under control, but they didn't want to send him home because he's 96 and he'd been in the hospital for many days, and they just wanted to make sure everything stayed
right
the way they wanted it. So they sent him back to a post-acute recovery facility.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like a rehab place to make sure that he was able to get up out of bed and get himself dressed and do all the things he needs to do. Well, in the hospital, they did no COVID testing. But when he got to this recovery, this rehab facility, they immediately began the COVID testing. So I think he was about 3 or 4 days in, and they did the first test, which came back negative.
Okay.
So 3 or 4 days later, they did the second test, which also came back negative. And he has no symptoms, no fever, no tired. Well, I mean, he's 96. He's tired all the time, but no fatigue, aside from the fact that he's been in the hospital for a long time. No fever, no cough, no nothing. So they did two tests that both came back negative. The next test, the third test they gave him, came back positive.
Wow, they just kept trying, huh?
Yeah. And okay. And then the fireworks began. They had to move him. He was already in a private room. They had to move him to an isolation room where he was assigned his very own one-to-one staff person.
Okay.
Now, before this, by the way, he was complaining that somebody had, one of the staff members had come in, and I don't know when it was during the day, but had come in and gotten like almost nose to nose with him and told him how he was laying in bed, like, oh, I hurt, whatever, saying whatever. And the staff person came in, nose to nose, no mask, no nothing, came in and said, you need to stop doing that. We're all getting irritated about it. All right. So my dad is kind of angry about that.
Okay.
He filed a complaint about this particular employee. So he's got a positive test. So now they've whisked him away into this new room, isolation unit, whatever. And now this facility is contacting his insurance company because they need more time to keep him there during his quarantine.
Okay.
They want to keep him there 14 more days. And he only had so many days that he could be there. And the insurance company came back and said, no, we're not paying for any more. And my dad said, absolutely not. I'm not paying for any more. So they went out and tested my mom, which is where my dad will be going back. They live in they're still living independently. Good for them.
Yeah.
But they did another test on my dad, and they tested my mom. And I'll let you guess how those tests came back. He's a negative again.
Do you know how many false they have, like half false positives for COVID? It's amazing to me, like the sham or the fraud of the numbers alone. But go ahead, because they just kept doing it. It's so amazing to me they kept testing him. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I am certain that the day that they got the results that he was tested as positive, he was a new case for the state. Right?
Yeah.
Then it was like literally 3 days later, they tested him again. After the insurance company said, no way, we're not paying for any more. And my mom's test came back negative. My dad's test came back negative. And it's a miracle cure. So now they made him promise. And my mom promised, you are to go home and you are to stay in quarantine for at least 14 days. Because now we're not sure. You might still have it. We don't know.
Right.
He's still asymptomatic. Has no symptoms. And my mom gave me quite the speech about, don't you come and visit us and don't come near us.
Gosh.
And we don't know if we have it and we don't want to make you sick. And oh my gosh, she's my poor mom, 93, and she's in an absolute panic mode. She made a big sign and stuck it on the door of her apartment and said, you know, quarantine, no entry, you know. Well, as of this morning, now that happened. He came home, I think it was last Friday. As of this morning, they called back. They did yet another test of both of them, and this one came back negative now. And as of this morning, they called and said, okay, you don't have to be in quarantine anymore.
Wow. I have less faith in the medical.
You know, there's wonky things going on.
You think? Yeah. I don't even know what to say. By the way, I'm flabbergasted. We have 15,300 and some change. 15,000. That's about it on serious cases of COVID across the country. That's considered serious, okay? And that's just over 300 per state. And they are going insane. And they keep trying to tell us, well, these are why the deaths are so low, but the cases are up. So you're all sick and you're all about to die, but you haven't died yet. It's so ridiculous and so out there. I don't even know what to say to it anymore. I can't believe people believe this stuff. Just over 300 people even designated with COVID. And look at the case of your father. He was tested positive, right? And so he's one of those cases too. And if you ask you, you're like, well, he's not even symptomatic. This is ridiculous that they tested him so many times to get a result, right?
They did 5 tests on him.
I don't even know what to say anymore, except that,
do you remember the old TV show called Fear Factor?
Yeah.
It feels like we're living an episode of that. Like, yep. How bad can... Here's my dad, 96 years old. He's in the hospital. Oh, and by the way, there was a big finger-pointing game because the people at this rehab facility said, well, he didn't get it here. No, jeez. No. He didn't get it. He had to have picked that up in the hospital.
Right.
And the hospital said, he didn't get it here.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
neither side... Everybody's pointing at the other guy saying, he didn't get it here. He didn't get it here. And they live in a retirement community.
Uh-huh.
And I ask my mom, because my mom is a little afraid of this all.
Right.
Because she knows what age category they're in.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, how many people have died at your facility?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pretty large place. And she said, well, there's no deaths here.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well,
but they've completely locked everything down. I mean, there's no deaths from
because,
COVID.
You know why? Because, my gosh, it's not something we get. It's just something we have in us. Like, you have virus in you. And so your level of virus, okay, because we all have virus, it can show up on a COVID test. And they're so absorbed with trying to get these test results so they can say the numbers are spiking to keep us masked and to keep us locked down. It's pathetic. And I just sure hope people listen to your story just now. And I'm sure they're scratching their heads like, you got to be kidding me. 5 times tested to get that positive? Yeah. Yeah, they're doing this. You have personal experience with it now. It's amazing to me. We'll be right back with Melissa Smith, and she joins me on this hour every week. We're going to talk about Epstein. Hold on to your hat. Be right back on the Kay Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
So I just finished a full Ironman event, which is a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike, and a full marathon, which is 26.2 miles. And that brings my total to 4 Ironman events and a full marathon just in the past 12 months. An important factor for me is recovery, because a couple of those events have been back-to-back. I can exercise as much as I want, but I need to be able to recover as well. Balance of Nature is the most natural form of fuel that I can get on a race. It's helping me to be able to push my body to the limits.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Kate Daly Show.
Work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, where the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
You're listening to Lee Greenwood, Home Free, and the Singing Sergeants.
Who gave that right to me? There ain't no doubt I love you.
Love it. I love it. What a great song, right? That's a new rendition. Lee Greenwood, Home Free, the a cappella group, and the Singing Sergeants all joined in on the fun on that one. I have Melissa with me, Melissa Smith, and we're going to dive into Epstein a little bit because, well, Melissa's got a theory, and I agree with her. And so let's launch in. Before we do that, though, before we launch in, two things are on my mind today. Number one, you can go to the my website, katedallyradio.com. katedallyradio.com. There is a button that says COVID on it. You can click on that and you can actually download and print on a zip file the posters for business, and also the letter from Dr. Bitar that would preclude you from having to wear a mask. Okay, so a whole new version of Papers, Please. You can keep this on your person. You can show it on your phone. You can do whatever you want with it. And it's been working for people so that they don't have to wear a mask when they go in and hurt their own health by depriving themselves of oxygen where it is mandated. And also turn off the COVID exposure tracker on your phone. These were placed on iPhones and Androids. Kind of scary. They can come in and put something on your phone without telling you. Because they did this not too long ago. But you can turn it off. On an iPhone, you go into the settings and into privacy. After privacy, you go into health, and you can turn off the tracker. But you have to turn off your Bluetooth, too. They say this in the fine print. A lot of people don't read the fine print. I did. And I posted it on the Kate Daly Show, so you can read the fine print. But turn off your Bluetooth, too, because it can record up to 30 minutes, and it can take all the phones you're in contact with, and it can send that information away. So make sure that you're doing that. And on the Android, you go into the settings and go into Google, and you'll find it there. So just so you guys know that you need to take that tracker off your phone. It's ridiculous that they're doing this. It's creepy. It's so creepy to me. And they did it without your knowledge. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Can I just tag on the back of that? My son just told me that his employer, which was not requiring masks, is now going to require their employees to wear masks because people had called in to complain. So while you're taking the tracker off, while you're getting your papers in order, make sure that you're contacting businesses to say, I don't want to have to come to your business wearing a mask. Those phone calls are important. And
you're right. You're
like
so right.
With my son's employer, it's only one side that's expressing their opinion right now.
Amen. Amen to that. Thank you for that. Yes, the phone calls mean a lot. So make the phone call anyway before you go anywhere. I've been doing that too, by the way. So let's talk Epstein, because you have a theory about Epstein. You feel like this is going to come up soon.
Well, it's not a theory about Epstein so much as it is about Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yeah.
Ghislaine. Everybody heard and already the speculation of her life expectancy has begun, right? So Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested last week.
Okay.
She was hiding out in New Hampshire, I believe it is. And everybody, we've all heard, the headlines I'm reading is that she's ready to talk. She's talking nonstop to the FBI. So on the premise that she stays alive for a while, and here's the reason why I believe she may stay alive.
Okay.
Is she the big October surprise?
Huh.
As we get closer and closer to the election, is Ghislaine Maxwell going to identify Donald Trump as one of Epstein's clients?
Yeah.
Or one of hers?
Wow.
They were neighbors in Palm Springs.
Yep.
And so is there any defense that Trump could put up?
I see.
Against that?
So my hat tip to Brian on this. So let me go through a little bit of a timeline, because there's a lot of people out there that that are associating Epstein and Trump together because there was a trip on the plane, right? And to me, a single trip to see what somebody's doing and not do it again would say volumes to me that they didn't agree with going down there again when they could have, as opposed to Clinton's that we know it, right? Almost 30 trips with Epstein. Now you know what's going on and you're liking it because you just went almost 30 times. So there's a difference between the two, okay? So was that flight to create this suspicion or to create this stuff going on? Because Trump knew Epstein was looking to bid on a property in Palm Beach, and he bought it out from under him back in 2004, made renovations, sold it for almost 200% profit, and that really ticked Epstein off, and Epstein threatened to expose the deal because he thought Trump was fronting for the real owners of the property. Why would he do this to Epstein? Because he heard rumors that Epstein was recruiting girls from a country club. Do you want to go on? Because it goes through a timeline, 2005, 6, 9, 2019.
Well, my research is mostly here in the last couple of days has been looking at Ghislaine Maxwell. And who is she? And what kind of damage could she do? Mm-hmm. Epstein, we did a thing a long time ago. Did Epstein have a dead man switch? Is he really dead somewhere? Did he really die?
Right.
And hardly anybody believes he committed suicide in jail.
Right.
But Ghislaine Maxwell is herself. She's a pretty heady criminal all by herself, even without her affiliation with Epstein. I don't know how many people know who her father is or anything about her family. But her father is Robert Maxwell, who was a Mossad-affiliated member of parliament in England.
Right.
And was a corrupt and scandal-filled guy himself. He is dead now, but Ghislaine has two twin sisters as well. And her sisters are kind of interesting, and they're all three of these sisters are working together. So Christine Maxwell has been involved in technology and education, including her foundation. She's one of the originators of a company called Chiliad. And if you'll remember, after the Twin Towers went down, everybody started screaming about, well, we could have prevented 9/11 if only we had had all these law enforcement people sharing information together. If they had all known what each other knew, then we could have seen and projected this much farther out, right?
Right.
That these security and, you know, the CIA and the FBI and law enforcement, everybody's working in their own little sector and they're not sharing information. So Chiliad is the company, the tech company that has done all of the networking. They take thousands and millions of data points from all of the intel, CIA-based, FBI-based, everything, everything of everything, and makes it so that other law enforcement, other government agencies can see it. So she's made a database that's completely transparent for other people.
Right.
So this is Christine Maxwell.
This is
and
the sister.
Immediately, it made me wonder, no one knows whether this operating system, whether this platform has backdoors in it. Did Christine Maxwell, has she been watching the FBI trying to find Ghislaine and whatever? We don't know that.
I know. They mean that the software they've created, also used on the borders, they can hide people coming in and out of a border, which is very interesting because when you have software that powerful that you've created, that's going to be an interesting arrest on somebody that might have information on a lot of people, right? So there's a lot there that somebody would know or could get through this information that they have compiled because they were using the software. So
it's puts her in a weird position. That Epstein was able to carry on for as long as he did because he was an intel asset.
Right.
That he was gathering blackmail on everybody.
Yep. Yep.
And passing it along to intel agencies. Anyway, that's Christine Maxwell. Ghislaine has another sister, Isabel Maxwell, who is the CEO of PureSight, formerly iCognito Technologies, an Israeli company responsible for online child safety.
Oh, boy.
Wouldn't... Yeah. Now, what's her sister doing?
Oh, it's kind of like the UN guy that's in charge of children getting arrested for molesting kids. You know, it's interesting that they've got this software, and they're the ones that are doing the heinous things. And so these things are always, I think, used to hide, you know, what they're doing under this guise of, we're so helpful. Look at this software; it's keeping kids safe.
Here's another little tidbit on Isabel that you might be interested in.
Okay,
before. She was at iCognito. She was the president of a company called Siren, C-Y-R-E-N, which was also an Israeli company, an email messaging company, and security company. Here's the quote I have about that. Siren is among the most well-funded cybersecurity firms in Washington, D.C., according to the 2018 study. In 2018, Siren made news for its research into phishing trends, particularly the prevalence of Microsoft Office, Office 365, and Outlook, as the brands most targeted by phishing kits. In the same year, the firm provided primary support to Icelandic police during their investigation of the largest cyber attack hit in the country. Major corporate clients for Siren include Microsoft, Google, Checkpoint, Dell, T-Mobile, and Intel. So Siren is a company, it's a spying software company. Cornell University found that it was being exploited by everyday people to commit intimate partner violence by essentially allowing people to spy on their significant other. That's Siren. Yeah, isn't that nice?
Lovely.
So
yes,
we have the daughters of a spy, the three daughters of a spy, and sisters in a massive sex a sex trafficker providing software to the FBI to help them spy. Does this make any sense?
So this is Epstein's right hand, Ghislaine. She's an interesting woman. Her father worked for the Mossad. And was murdered. So an interesting crowd, interesting friends this gal keeps, and her family's very interesting in all the invention of these softwares. So when we come back to when you mentioned the October surprise as well, let's talk about why this is going to rear its ugly head near election time, and they think they're going to get away with this, because this is kind of the piece of the story that people don't know what to say to. They don't know what to say when this comes up. But let's give you some information on this. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show. More with Melissa Smith when I return. Hold on.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
Bible, we swear to tell the truth. His name is on our greatest monuments, all our money too. And when we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt of where we stand. There's no separation, we're one nation under Him. In God we still trust.
We're still one nation under Him, you know. United in that, and also united in liberty. You know, you can be very, very different people. You don't have to be the same. You don't have to do the same things. But I love the fact that what united us was liberty. And that will always be the great uniter, that and God. So, you know, when people say we have to get on the same, I don't have to get on the same page with anybody politically. What I need to do, though, is understand my liberty. And today I'm talking with Melissa. We're talking about Epstein and Ghislaine. Is it Ghislaine or Ghislaine? I don't even know.
I think it's pronounced Ghislaine.
Ghislaine. She's a weirdo. Anyway, so we're going to be talking about her in just a second. But balance of nature, make sure you go to balanceofnature.com. I talk about this a lot because I think you really do need to order some extra for this fall. Make sure you have it in your possession. Make sure that you're ordering up. I just know that this can help your immune system. I know that this is a wonderful product. It's made in a way that is clean. There's no chemicals or anything. And they have a 10-step process in which they take very, very vine-ripened fruit and veggies, and they make sure that you're getting all of the nutrients, the very most nutrients you can get. And let me tell you, it's fantastic. There's a doctor behind this that did this product that is just amazing. And, you know, if you even felt like you were getting sick, take 12 of them. You know what I mean? Like double up, triple up, whatever you need to do. But you can take 3 capsules of veggies and 3 capsules of fruits every day, and you know you're getting 31 fruits and vegetables, the nutrients of 31 fruits and vegetables every single day. This is the product that I recommend off the air, and I recommend it on the air. And let me tell you, I love it. My husband loves it. You can get, you can put in the code Kate, my first name, when you go to balanceofnature.com. Put in K-A-T-E. You can get 30% off and free shipping. Take advantage of that right now and order up. I'm not joking. Order extra. So Melissa, let's go back to Trump and Epstein's connections too, because there's going to be there's a couple things, and I want you to be able to talk about this, because here's the deal. When it came to Trump, one of the big accusations was, remember this, that he went with on Epstein's plane. Okay, there was a trip there. And what's interesting, in 2006, what happened was 2 Epstein victims claimed they were approached while being employees for the spa at Mar-a-Lago, Trump's resort. And according to the court documents, President Trump banned Epstein from the club over this. Okay. And then Bradley Edwards, the prosecutor, a couple years later after that, in 2009, the Epstein case, said he served a lot of subpoenas and Donald Trump was the only one who helped him and gave him as much as he wanted. That's coming from the prosecutor. You better listen to that prosecutor when he says, look, Trump was ready and willing to say anything that needed to be said about Epstein so that he could do what he needed to do to Epstein. So right there, it should show you that he was not loyal to Epstein in any way. And he gave no indication that he was involved in anything, but he had good information. And then you had the victim, Epstein's underage victim, deposition with the FBI. And when you read the transcript, you can clearly tell the FBI was framing questions to get dirt on Trump. No surprise, because who was at the helm of the last 4 years in all of the nefarious behavior? The FBI. Who tried to frame him? The FBI. Who tried to record him? The FBI. Yes, all the FBI. So they said that Virginia had to, the victim of Epstein, had to repeatedly correct the agents and tell them that she never saw Donald so much as flirt with any of the girls and even see Epstein and Trump together. She never saw that. Okay. And then in 2020, on June 20th, Trump fired Jeffrey Berman, the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York. And on July 2nd, Jeffrey Epstein's confidant, Ghislaine, was arrested on sex abuse charges. So, and transferred to a New York federal prison. So I just wanted to lay that out, because what do you feel, Melissa, is coming in the way of this Trump accusation with Ghislaine or Ghislaine?
Well, I can't, for one, let's start with this. Okay. I think if there was substantial evidence against Trump and a connection with Epstein, that it would have been made public well before now. The Democrats have been on the hunt for anything to pin him with for a long time.
Yes.
So if it was out there, I think it would have surfaced before now.
100%.
I think Epstein might have used it as his get out of jail free card a long time ago. And the prosecutor in Palm Beach was very supportive of bringing Epstein in and having the trial, whatever. That all of their evidence went upstream to the federal level, where it was completely swallowed.
Right.
The FBI did nothing with it. They put Virginia Roberts under a gag order. And there were about 5 girls, I think, that came forward that wanted to testify. And this federal prosecutor put them all under a gag order. He went on he was an appointee in the Trump administration. And when some of this stuff about Epstein broke, the pressure was so great, he had to resign from his position in the administration, as he should have. And who knows how much of that information goes to the president? Maybe none of it.
Right.
You know, he might not have known that this was the guy that was the prosecutor. Mm-hmm. So anyway, if there was evidence that was more substantial, I think we would have heard about it before now. However, if they put Ghislaine Maxwell on a witness stand, mm-hmm. and she says Trump was there, he was party to this, how hard is her word, you know, how much credibility are people going to give her?
Right.
And to boot, she has two sisters that have every kind of software, that have access to the Mossad, uh-huh. to create a photograph of Trump.
Yep. I agree with you.
There have already been people who have suggested that the photograph of Prince Andrew with Virginia Roberts and Ghislaine Maxwell is a Photoshop deal.
Interesting. But that doesn't change the fact that it's very easy to see how much he was lying in those interviews and that he's involved in it. But I think you might be onto something there in the way let's put it this way. You're going to be dumb enough to take a photo with an underage girl that could be a problem in your future. It was smiling like he smiled. There was something off about that. And I thought, why would you take a photo like that, knowing that photo could resurface and be your doom as a prince, right? You would not want that to surface. So I think these people are a lot more careful than that. And I don't think they're that stupid. I think they're stupid, but not that stupid. And so I think you're right. I actually think you're right.
The last frontier of a political takedown, when everything else fails, then just drag his name through the mud.
Yep.
And this is some pretty deep, thick mud, and how much of it's going to stick. So be on the lookout for that. It'll be, I hate to say, it'll be interesting to see. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see it. I hope it doesn't happen that way.
Yeah.
I certainly want justice for all of the young women that were badly mistreated.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
By the way, one of her sister's companies was fully involved with the Clintons in Haiti as well.
Oh yeah.
So that's a really deep, dark, ugly bunch of data points.
Could it be the October surprise? Yeah. And what Melania's dress when Trump spoke at the monument on the Independence Day holiday, what was she wearing?
Yeah. She was wearing, if you go and Google it, she was wearing a very interesting white dress with a lot of, it looked like black scribbly stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And those were reproductions of drawings done by children who have been sexually abused, expressing their feelings at being sexually abused. So some of these are trafficked children, children who've been abused on a variety of situations, but they were drawing about how that made them feel. If you look at the dress, it's very strange. And I'm not saying it's very strange that Melania was wearing it. I think she was making a very bold statement by wearing it.
Yes, I do too.
And the media immediately picked it up and, oh, look at that ugly dress. After a lot of the tweets and various things have been removed since then, after they found out what the dress meant.
Ah. Melania has done this before, which is really good, I think, because her clothes have made a statement, and that part will be very, very interesting. You know, I never, ever, ever, not even one time, looked at Donald Trump and thought that he was a pedophile. I've never thought that. Nobody's ever been able to convince me of that. My gut tells me that, yeah, he likes beautiful women, beautiful girls, right? Beautiful women, but not a pedophile like these creeps. And I think that he found out this situation was alive and well. And I think he found out about the blackmail. He's got a lot of people in the know. He works with a lot of mafia. And I do think that that he was ready and willing to help the prosecution against Epstein. And I think that there's some protection going on there. And I brought this up before on the show. I have a theory about Melania, and I think there's some protection of her. And I think that's why he doesn't talk about this a lot, and why he doesn't even want to bring it up and go there. Because I think there's just too much about this that people would not understand, or maybe I think it's kind of more of a something not talked about. Okay, so will this rear its head? I can't imagine what else they'd come out with. They've tried to dump the economy, they tried Russia, they tried the impeachment, they've tried just about everything in the book. So I can't imagine. I can't imagine that this would be another card they would play and make it look like something actually happened. So that his base would turn on him.
Well, I really do. I have thought this for a long time, thought that sex trafficking is the biggest story happening right in front of us.
Yep.
The amount of money that's being generated by sex trafficking, in particular in the United States, is huge. And after Epstein was arrested, whether the chaos, the ensuing chaos has been meant to cloud that, I don't know. But without a doubt, defunding the police will only aid and abet sex traffickers.
Yep.
And nobody's saying that.
Mm-hmm.
I think chaos serves those criminal elements that don't want to be discovered, don't want to be traced. It helps them.
Right.
And they are unseen right now. The whole world of sex trafficking and sex slavery is meant to be hidden.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They're totally very successful at hiding right now.
Yes. And by the way, Melania knew Ghislaine. They knew each other. So that's why I said what I said. There's some protection. But here's the deal. The focus should be on, it's because all along, and my son just had a conversation with a total idiot girl. My poor son has to meet up with these liberal girls. And all she could talk about and complain about was Trump's personality, right? She called him a rapist and she called him all these things and a racist and a rapist, you know, and neither one could be proven. Trump had a black girlfriend and of course, was never ever accused of, or never had gone to court for rape and lost in that, as far as we know, he was never convicted of rape. So here's the deal. How do you combat these stories? Because this story that we're talking about right now, this has been brewing for a long time, and I think you're right on the money. I'm so glad you did this hour, because I think you're right on the money in this is going to rear its ugly head in October. We better be ready for it right now, and I do hope people remember this show that we did back in July, because trust me, this is going to come up. It's going to come up.
The best line that I've read about this anywhere is now that one of the things that happened by exposing Epstein when he was exposed, it's as if the United States was given a pair of glasses and suddenly we were able to see.
Right.
And so how much are we seeing? I hope the American public has their head on straight and we understand that the people involved in Epstein's network, and I think people involved in a lot of these sex trafficking deals are very highly placed people.
I agree.
We're not, this is not ordinary people.
No, this was blackmail, and we get to see Epstein. We don't get to see all the other ones collecting blackmail, but Epstein certainly and his little sidekick Ghislaine were some of the more famous ones, but there's more of this going on, and that blackmail, man, they can turn a congressman or a senator in 2 seconds. How do you think that happens? Well, courtesy of this.
I'll tell you, you know, if Google sometime, the list of high profile people whose names appear on his flight manifests.
Yeah. Yep.
It's a very solidly. Yep. These are the people who have been mocking and hating all of American culture for quite a while.
And Hollywood. Hollywood's on there, too. Thank
all
you so much. We got to go. We got to split. But thank you so much. That was great. Great, great, great. I'm so glad you brought it up, Melissa. Thank you, Melissa Smith. She'll be back next week. And, of course, be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Down some more rabbit holes, if you will. We'll be right back. KateDalyRadio.com.